It On Air Music presents Long Player.
Hey there, I'm Keanu Raves. I'm an electronic musician from Christchurch, New Zealand, and I'm here to talk about my new EP, the Club Foundation EP for Long Player.
What were some of the influences or inspirations behind the EP?
So my main kind of influences and inspiration for this EP is very 90s influenced. I wanted to make some raw and stripped back 90s style club tools. The two original tracks on the EP were tracks that started off as part of my live electronic set, and they got quite a good reception when I played them out. So, and a couple of people were asking me for recordings of them. So I thought, why not take the opportunity and actually lay down a proper arrangement and base an EP around, two club tools.
It definitely transports you to like a 90s rave, I have to admit. So what is the first track on the EP, and can you tell me a bit about it?
The first track on the EP is called Floor Support. I would say this one's real hard house influenced. It's got a big orchestral rave stab and a real pounding kick drum as well. The initial idea for this track came when I was just jamming on my laptop at a mate's house, and I didn't have access to any of my synths or hardware that I have at home. So I just wanted to see what I could do using only stock Ableton sounds and samples. So I came up with the initial idea in Ableton, just using the stock sounds and samples, and I processed them quite a bit. And then later on down the track, I resampled all of those sounds onto my drum machine at home and started playing the track out live. So it's just really stripped back, basic and hard hitting. It's not really made for home listening. It's definitely a track that's made to be played at the club.
Take it.
So the second track is called Rave Infrastructure. This one, yeah, it's just another raw and stripped back club tool, but this one is supposed to be quite euphoric. The use of the vocal samples and the ravey synth stab, I think. I don't know, to me they just have a quite a strong emotional impact. So club tool, but with a little bit of extra emotional impact compared to the first track, Floor Support. And that track in particular I got really good feedback on that one when I played it out in part of my live set, and that was the one people were like, you've got to send me that track. And I'm like, oh, I don't even have it as an actual track. It's just something I jam live with my drum machine and synths, but I should probably record it in that case. So the third track is Floor Support, the At Night remix. So I guess the concept behind the EP was I wanted to have two original tracks which were quite just raw and stripped back Club Weapons. Not boring, but, you know, not maybe particularly interesting for home listening. Definitely just made to be played at the club. But then I really wanted to get a couple of my mates and producers on board to do some interesting remixes of them to put on the EP as well. So I hit up a couple of my really good mates, sent the stems to them, and didn't really give them a brief. I just said, literally just do whatever you want. Make it weird. Make it bizarre. Doesn't even have to sound that much like the original, just make something interesting. So my friend At Night, who was born in Christchurch, we grew up together, went to high school together, but he's now living up in Auckland. He's been there for a couple of years, but we still keep in contact and talk music on a regular basis. So I really like what he's done with Floor Support, put a real twisted kind of psychedelic take on it, is how I describe it. It's quite he's really broken down all of the sounds and done some really interesting sound design of his own as well to kind of complement the original sounds. And I just love this wee bit in the middle where he puts the track into a kind of like a halftime, and it just feels like you're really spaced out. So the final track is a remix of Rave Infrastructure by my mate Malware MD. It's a new alias. He usually goes by Murray, but he's started a new alias called Malware MD, and this is his first track he's released under that name. And he's called his remix the Malware MD Emotion Mix, which I like and think is really appropriate, because that track Rave Infrastructure was certainly supposed to be quite a euphoric, emotional sounding track, but he's really taken the emotional impact to the next level, I think, with a super euphoric electro style. I almost wouldn't recognize it as a remix in a way, but he's been really clever in how he's used the stems and resampled the synth sounds and turned them into completely new synth sounds of his own. So he's used the stems in really interesting and creative ways, which I think is awesome.
Was Long Player. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.
That was